Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Cellar Notes. Hugh, we're going to continue our survey of those delicious white wines from Italy that are varietally bottled.
Right.
So, you know, we've covered Arneas, we've covered Vermentino.
Right.
Now let's talk about the classiest of the white wines, Verdicchio.
Verdicchio is the last in my survey of anything but Pinot Grigio.
Right.
So anyway, or Grigio, I should pronounce that correctly, silly moi. So the name Verdicchio actually comes from the word verde, or green,
mm-hmm.
and refers to the actually slight greenish tinge that you may see in the color of the wines produced. That's where that came from. It is grown in a number of regions, but primarily in the Marche, which is in central Italy, and appears in two predominant DOCs, or what the Italian equivalent of Appellation Controllo,
right.
Regional designations. One is called Verdicchio di Matalica, and the other one is called Verdicchio de Castelli di Jesi.
Right.
Those are the two that you'll see. Primary flavors are peach and lemon, and the wine offers features almost a sleek texture with a bit of salinity in the finish,
mm-hmm.
And mineral notes. Serve as an aperitif with almonds, which would be spectacular,
ooh.
Or prosciutto, or light savory dishes. And it's just a wonderful white wine, sort of breaking up the,
mm-hmm.
the noise. First up, I tried from a producer called Garofoli, the Serra del Conte, Verdicchio de Castelli di Jesi. This is the DOC, and this is from the vintage 2020. It's pale yellow, aromas of grapefruit, which was kind of interesting, and lemon with floral notes. And on the palate, the wine is generous and features pear and citrus flavors with a refreshing jolt of acidity right in the finish. It's a really good value at $18.99.
Nice.
From Tenute Paralisi. We're going to put all this on the website, folks. Don't be trying to write this down while you're driving. Is the 2020 Verdicchio de Castelli di Jesi. Again, this wine has a subname of Villaia, V-I-L-L-A-I-A. Again, this will be on the website. This is a single vineyard wine with very slow and cold fermentation, and the wine remains on the lees for about 5 months.
Good Lord.
Yeah, that's really interesting subtlety. The nose features apricots and apples with notes of wild herbs, and the palate is very well rounded with sort of a creamy texture, again, partly probably because of being on the lees for that long, and a bump of juicy acidity in the finish. At $31.99, the price point seems a bit steep. The quality of the wine, in my opinion, absolutely justifies the price point.
Well, if I was having some rockfish, this would be
be a really good thing to throw.
Absolutely.
Finally, from La Manachesca is the 2021 Verdicchi di Matalica at $24.99. This is a distinctive wine with exuberant aromatics of lemon peel with a subtle anise note, which was kind of a lovely little tension between the lemon nuance and then the anise. Relatively full-bodied on the palate, the flavors are concentrated and with good length, yielding to a very nice minerally finish. Probably really good with light meats or fresh light cheeses. It's really a tough call on the wine of the week for this particular one. The Villaia is terrific, and so is the Manachesca. But for sheer value and to encourage folks to try some Verdicchio, I go with the Garofoli Serra del Conte at $18.99. Great value and a good way to drink Italian while other than Pinot Grigio.
You bet. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.